concert they miss. Concert goers.
What, you been at any concerts lately?
Yeah, I went to one Saturday.
Oh, really? What, which one?
Yes. Jake Owens and Paul Graham.
Was any good?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I was talking to a friend of mine in Lakeland that said there's going to be some kind of big concert on, was it Sunday or something?
Yeah, one too. That's the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac and Mortgage and Messina.
Mm-hmm. Where's that going to be at, do you know?
To the stadium.
Yeah. What are the tickets run?
It's $10.
$10?
Yeah, it's a lot. I saw the Eagles last year, and there was a lot better lineup. It was the Eagles, Seals and Cross, Linda Ronstadt and Charlie Daniels.
Uh-huh.
That was only $6.50.
Wow.
It was because it's the 4th of July.
What kind of concerts they have in here? Or what other kinds have you been to?
You mean like rock concerts?
Yeah.
Classical, you mean?
No, I mean like rock type.
Indoors and outdoors.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but what different groups have been through here?
Oh, they all have.
Really?
Well, have you seen the stadium?
Yeah.
Because since they were, that was, Saturday was the first concert there in a year, since they rebuilt it. It's not even finished. But they're going to get all the big groups now.
Mm-hmm.
They had Led Zeppelin, they set a world record.
Really?
It's in the Guinness World Record.
They had, last year they had Pink Floyd. I think Led Zeppelin came through for one concert. They had Stones.
Well, you get a lot more in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Stones came to Jacksonville.
Oh, really? Last concert I went to, I saw Clapton.
Yeah, he was the last concert they had before Yes Saturday in the stadium. It was last June, I think.
It was really good. He played some old Cream and played a couple of songs from, you know, newer albums. He didn't play anything from that set.
Ocean Boulevard.
Yeah, he played some from that album. Isn't he supposed to have lived down here, or?
Miami.
Oh, really?
That's what 461 Ocean Boulevard is.
How's it down?
It's in Miami.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Hmm. Hey, what, you mentioned prostitutes. What might you call the building where a lot of them do their thing?
There's not. They stand right next to the street.
Mm-hmm.
Down Avery Strip, that's where most of it is.
Yeah.
Something's out on Nebraska.
Must be missing something. what would you call a building like that? I mean, if there was one in Tampa.
You mean like a whorehouse?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Tampa really has very many.
There used to be one in Athens, is where the University of Georgia is. There's a lot of stories about Effie's local whorehouse. Hey, what would you call it, like the managers of prostitutes?
Cups.
Managers. That's the only word we can think up of it. How about if there was somebody in the house itself? I mean, would that be a pimp?
And a madame?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, I know what they are, but I don't think that has houses and madames and stuff.
Mm. They're probably some around. You're probably not aware,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I've seen some sitting on the old house steps. Like, I don't know if they're just waiting there if they go in there. Well, that's on Nebraska. They probably do.
What is Nebraska a pretty rough section of town or something, or what?
Well, that's Nebraska right by downtown.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's all black
down there. Oh, that's downtown. I thought downtown was that way.
That way's the bank.
Bank.